Over the past week, a series of severe automobile accidents on Highway 99 between Vancouver and Whistler resulted in the road closing for several hours at a time, leaving residents and visitors stranded. Many motorists reportedly didn't have supplies like food, water, or blankets in their vehicles. While many individuals shared what they had with those in need, the closures offer a timely reminder of the importance of emergency preparedness. On that note, May 7 to 13 is Emergency Preparedness Week, a national collaborative initiative supported by Public Safety Canada, local, provincial, and First Nations governments, and emergency management organizations designed to raise awareness about being prepared for emergencies. To mark the week, the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District, SLRD, recommends that people from across the region start by registering for the SLRD's Voyant Alert Emergency Alert Notification System. The system gives emergency notifications by app, telephone, text, SMS, or email for emergencies ranging from severe weather events and wildfire evacuation alerts to landslides and floods. Disaster can strike at any time, and while we might not be able to prevent these emergencies from unfolding, being prepared in advance can make a difference in the moment when it happens, SLRD Board Chair Jen Ford said in a release. In the SLRD, we've seen firsthand the impacts of wildfire, flooding, and landslides. Doing the work in advance, to be prepared for an emergency, can help mitigate those implications. The regional district recommends people prepare emergency plans, kits, and grab-and-go bags, and understand the regional hazards and the difference between the various types of emergency notifications. For emergency notifications in Squamish, Whistler, Pemberton, and Lillooet, registration is required for those separate systems. When it comes to emergency preparedness, there are several things we can all do to prepare, including having an emergency plan in place for our families and having grab-and-go bags and emergency kits in our homes and vehicles, the SLRD's Director of Protective Services Mark Phillips said. We also encourage all residents to sign up for the SLRD Alert. It's the easiest way to receive timely emergency notifications directly from the SLRD. On May 8, at approximately 1:30 p.m., the regional district will send a message to all its current emergency notification subscribers, asking to confirm their location and contact information. More information on preparedness and links to resources and tools can be found on the SLRD's website.